World Sport from the BBC with me, Colin Maitland. Coming up, a massive upset at the Club World Cup as African side TP Mazembe beat Internazionale. Big decisions for England and Australia ahead of the third Ashes test in Perth, and Spain's world steeplechase champion denies involvement in a doping ring. TP Mazembe have become the first African team to reach the final of football's Club World Cup after a shock 2-0 win over Internazionale of Brazil in Abu Dhabi on Tuesday. Goals by Mulota Kabangu and Dioko Kaluyituka stunned the South American champions and put the team from DR Congo into a final against Inter Milan or South Korea's Seongnam. The BBC's Matthew Kenyon was watching the game and says it was an even bigger upset considering the African side's recent schedule.
Mazembe are basically coming off the back of an enormous run of matches, something like 60 matches they've played this year, including 14 to retain the African Champions League title, which involves travelling all around the continent, of course, and they secured the title only a few weeks ago, whereas Internazionale have had a certain amount of rest and have really been focusing on the Club World Cup. TP Mazembe also had to get through a quarter-final match against Pachuca of Mexico, and generally speaking, the Brazilians were seen as favourites for this semi-final. But it was a very impressive display by Mazembe once they got over their nerves in the first half from Mulota Kabongo. Internazionale pressed forward after going a goal behind, but it was a brilliant performance also from the Mazembe keeper, Muteba Kidiaba, who pulled off a series of point-blank saves, really, to deny the Brazilians. Really, really fabulous performance from him. And 5 minutes from time, Alain Kaluyituka, who has been one of Mazembe's stars in their success of the last couple of years, and Mazembe have shocked everybody.
There's still some confusion surrounding the sacking on Monday of the Blackburn Rovers manager Sam Allardyce. The club's Indian owners, the Rao family, say they had a different vision for the future of the club and that Allardyce lacked the necessary energy to get Blackburn into the top five of the Premier League. However, the BBC's sports news reporter Matt Slater says there is another side to the story.
It's interesting in that they are trying to sort of propose an alternative narrative. We heard Venkatesh talking about a lack of energy. Earlier on today, his older sister, Mrs. Anuradha Desai, gave an interview to the Lancashire Telegraph where she talked about the importance of good football and, you know, interesting games. Now, this is a reaction to the story that the rest of us are going with. This is a row about the January transfer window. And the background here is that the Rao family, the Venky's family, were advised in their takeover of Blackburn Rovers by Kantaro, a sports agency group. Now, it's strongly suggested that that advice is going to continue in terms of transfer policy.
So any new manager, then, is going to have to work under the fact that this group are going to be involved in advising on transfer?
Well, that's certainly the suggestion, but we've got to be quite careful here that no one has categorically come out and said this. You know, Kantaro aren't talking. They've recently merged with the SEM Group, who are a large player agency that have ties, you know, in all sorts of interesting markets. They're not saying anything. And we're not getting much transparency from the Venky's family either. So, look, that's the suggestion. We don't know that for a fact.
Liverpool manager Roy Hodgson says he's hopeful Steven Gerrard will be fit to face Fulham this weekend. The midfielder's been out with a hamstring injury since playing for England against France last month. Meanwhile, Hodgson's also had his say about the Liverpool owners taking calls from fans on the club's TV station last night.
Considering it was a phone-in, I think they did brilliantly well because certainly, like all English managers, the last programme any of us would ever think of even turning on is, you know, those phone-ins after matches. I can also add that I've never made a phone-in in my life, but what that means, I don't know.
Well, next cricket, and with the third Ashes test less than 48 hours away, the Australian selectors are keeping everyone guessing about the 11. Hughes is set to replace Simon Cattich, who's out for the series with an Achilles injury, but the selectors have bigger decisions to make about their bowling attack. The inexperienced spinner Michael Beer and all-rounder Steve Smith have been added to the 12-man squad, along with Mitchell Johnson and Ben Hilfenhaus, who were both dropped after the first test in Brisbane. John Townsend, cricket correspondent for the Western Australian newspaper, says despite his poor form, Johnson, as the quickest bowler out of both teams, is likely to return.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't play, and Siddle might miss out, which really, after seeing him take the hat-trick in Brisbane only a couple of weeks ago, seems remarkable. But the Australian team's obviously in a real state of flux at the moment. They don't know what their best 11 is. They've brought in... If Johnson plays, there could be five changes from last game. Massive number of changes, obviously, with Hughes and Smith coming in, two young blokes. big punt on them. I think Johnson will come in, probably the quickest ground in the country, so you can understand them doing that. But, geez, they've got to find some form, because if they don't, it's see you later, Ashes, until 2013.
England still have to decide on a replacement for fast bowler Stuart Broad ahead of the third test. Broad will miss the rest of the Ashes after injuring a stomach muscle. And the former England paceman Angus Fraser thinks Chris Tremlett is the most likely to be selected.
I'd go for Tremlett, I suppose, because it's a like-for-like replacement. The pitch at Perth is a pitch that can help a tall fast bowler, although I never enjoyed bowling there myself. I wasn't quite quick enough to sort of exploit the conditions. A mile length, after a while you could pull the ball off it, but Tremlett's a bit more hostile than I was, and I think he'll be a handful there. He bowled well for Surrey last year. He's bowled pretty well in the warm-up games, as far as I'm aware of. People say that the pitch at Perth is quite grassy and green, so that will have a little bit more in it for him. Bresnan and Shahzad are two good cricketers, but I just think there's nothing more. The most disconcerting thing for a batsman is bounce off a good length. And that is what Tremlett provides, and it's what Broad also provided.
The world steeplechase champion Marta Dominguez has denied involvement in a major sports doping scandal. Dominguez is amongst those being investigated by Spanish police after they found steroids, blood and blood transfusion equipment in a series of raids across the country last week. With more details, here's the BBC's Michael Williams.
Marta Dominguez was one of 14 people detained by Spain's Civil Guard last week as part of a widespread anti-doping probe. Police questioned doctors, pharmacists, trainers and coaches and searched 15 properties across Spain, seizing anabolic steroids, bags of blood and laboratory utensils used for blood transfusions. But Dominguez, who also won the silver medal in the 5,000 metres at the 2001 and 2003 World Championships, says she's innocent. The 35-year-old told a Spanish news agency, "Of course I've never trafficked doping substances. My image and my honour cannot be damaged by throwing around these unfounded accusations. At this moment, I only hope the judge coldly analyzes the case and puts an end to all this." The president of the Spanish Athletics Federation has also broken his silence following the police raids. José María Odriozola has dismissed calls to resign and claims he is a victim. He told reporters he feels let down.
En el tema de Marta,
fine, they will have to prove that. And if she was, we'll obviously go back. And if we can prove that she was doping, then all of her results will be erased, as has been the case with Marion Jones or other famous athletes.
The 14 people initially detained by police have been questioned on suspicion of trafficking illegal substances and endangering the public health.
And before we go, our top story again. TP Mazembe have become the first African team to reach the Club World Cup final with a shock 2-0 win over Internacional of Brazil. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.